This is Dakota Datebook for January 10th. North Dakota remembers World War I. With the North Dakota boys now on foreign soil, news from the front was anxiously awaited, but censorship rules had tightened. Most censored items dealt with the general movement of troops and supplies. The new rules added casualty lists or letters indicating the name of the unit or the location of any soldiers. So as the heavily censored letters began arriving home, most contained the words, "Somewhere in France." The North Dakota soldiers and the 164th had moved to the eastern side of England, near Southampton, on Christmas Day. They were then transported across the English Channel during the first week of January. Meanwhile, another unit from North Dakota, the 116th Engineers, had already arrived in France. It was here that the North Dakota troops would come face to face with their first ugly signs of war, not in combat, but in the lack of accommodations and provisions. They would soon understand the tremendous toll 4 years of war had exacted on the French and English nations. 12 to 14 men were stuffed into tents made to hold 6 to 8 men. Meals were a hunk of bread, bad coffee, and a little jam. But the worst was yet to come. On this date in 1918, the North Dakota troops boarded the French 40 and 8 railroad cars designed to hold 40 men or 8 horses. They were transferred to La Courtine, located approximately 200 miles south of Paris. On their arrival, almost 4,000 privates from the 41st Division were transferred to the 1st Division as replacements. The 1st Division had arrived in France in June of 1917. Quickly organized upon America's entry into the war, it was understaffed and now, after 6 months of combat, was in dire need of replacements. The original plans had been to put each division through a 4-month training cycle, but the need for replacements countermanded this. Entire companies of the 164th and the 116th would soon find themselves in the frontline trenches. With their fighting strength greatly reduced, the 164th and the 116th Engineers were assigned to the logistical and headquarters units of the American Expeditionary Force. They were located 125 miles east of Paris. Unknown to the folks back home, almost 4,000 members of the 1st and 2nd North Dakota Regiments sent gloriously off to war in September of 1917 and still lacking any combat training were now scattered with frontline units somewhere in France. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jim Davis. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.